Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara. As today we are here at Alestone Brewing Company in beautiful Longwood, Florida. And it is great that we can be joined by President and Head Brewer Skye Conley. And Skye, it's a pleasure and honor that, you know, you could join me today and tell us all about your wonderful brewery. My mom and dad and myself had some of your excellent pizza, and you have a fantastic recipe, and it is delicious, and the beer is delicious, and it is just so great that you've got this place here. But first of all, Skye, why don't you tell us a little history, a little background, and how this place all got started?
Sure. Well, I've been professionally brewing for about 10 years now, a little bit longer. And back in 2012, I opened Hourglass Brewery with a friend of mine. And after a few years, I left that and went and brewed at Big River at Disney's Boardwalk, until March of 2020, when the entire world shut down. They had to shut down as well. And they remained closed for about 11 months, while Disney was, still preparing and being precautious. And during those 11 months is when I decided I wanted to open my own thing up again, closer to home. Yeah, so here in Longwood, and it opened on April 29th of 2022. So we are about, 8-9 months in or so? Less than a year.
Oh, fantastic. Skye, you know, one of the beers that I had was the apple pie ale, and one thing I was remarking to my family is you don't find an apple beer, you know, it's too often. It's always that, you know, you have a cider. So, and I always ask breweries and brewers about that. So how did you get the idea for an apple pie ale?
Well, our kitchen manager, her name's Holly, and she is amazing. She works her butt off in the kitchen, and we wanted to make something for her. Since her name is Holly, we figured Christmas time would be fitting. And her favorite beer is our standard classic international lager. So we just took that and added a bunch of apple pie spices, something that she would love to make in a kitchen, and called it, you know, Holly Jolly's apple pie. So it was basically inspired by our hardworking employees.
So, Skye, let's talk a little bit about the beer then. So you have so many like beers that are kind of your core beers, and then you are constantly brewing different beers throughout the year then?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few core brands, our International Lager, our Jump Tree IPA. There's quite a few that try to stay on the menu at all times, but then we like to have fun and brew up new sours all the time, new fruited sours, new hazy IPAs, and just oddball styles that nobody sees often, like a Munich Dunkel, things like that.
So, I mean, for you, Skye, then, head brewer, do you like to experiment? I mean, when you're coming up with a new beer, like with this apple, a pie beer, is it a situation where, brewing, many, many gallons, or do you, have a test batch, or?
No, I haven't done pilot batches in a very long time, just because I got used to being able to come up with a recipe and know what it's going to taste like as I'm writing it. In this case, the base beer for Holly's beer was already accomplished, and we just embellished on it and made it something that she would enjoy.
Oh, so right now, Skye, how much beer do you think that, you're making now?
Well, we have a 3-barrel system with 6-barrel fermenters, so we double batch everything we brew. And that is roughly about 200 gallons each time we brew. or each batch that we make. And I think we're coming up on batch 50 soon. So we've made quite a few thousands of gallons of beer, and they keep drinking it, and we got to keep making it.
So, is there a certain beer that, you know, you really want to have so you don't run out? I mean, the core beers, there's certain core beers that have to be there, huh?
Absolutely. Got to have an IPA, and you got to have a light option. And our light beer is definitely our best seller, fastest mover, so I cannot let that run out ever. So we're brewing it twice as much as everything else. And then, you know, the IPAs, everybody gravitates towards IPAs. So we try to keep three or four of them on at a time, and at least three different kinds of sours. My passion is Imperial Stouts. So when we come out with Imperial Stouts, we come out with four at the same time and rotate the flavors each time. And I'm really excited about this next run because we're going to do a carrot cake inspired Imperial Stout.
So the question I have for you, Sky, you know, we mentioned that you were, you know, the head brewer at Big River. Are you allowed, or can you just take those recipes with you, or have you taken them and made those recipes here? Or?
Well, when I worked there, they gave me creative freedom to brew whatever I wanted. So I gave them about 100 different recipes that I came up with. Technically, you cannot patent a recipe, so brewers can go around and take their recipes with them elsewhere. I'm not making much of what I made at Big River. There is some similar recipes, but they're definitely different because we were using different suppliers for ingredients and different size systems. So it is interesting when you take a recipe to a different brewery, how much it changes just due to the equipment differences.
And Sky, I wanted to ask you, so we understand that you're open 7 days a week, but you still have a brew day then? You still manage to, brewing? And I mean, can the customers see you brewing?
Absolutely. Or? Absolutely. And chances are they will see my assistant brewer. Actually, he's been promoted to lead brewer, Michael. He is a hardworking man that's usually doing most of the grunt work back there. I have the fun job of being an owner, so I have to sit behind the desk a lot or run in the kitchen and make some food or do some taxes, clean the floors, all the things that nobody wants to do. But when I can, I get back there. I'm just really lucky to have him hold the place down.
So, I mean, we mentioned that you have some great pizza and sandwiches. So, I mean, when you decided that you were going to open this place, did you know, in fact, that you wanted to have a kitchen, that you wanted to actually be, you know, a restaurant as well as a brewery? Or?
No, it's kind of funny. I did not want a kitchen, actually. And the landlord, he was adamant about having a kitchen. And he basically said, if you want to rent the place, then you got to put in a kitchen. So I decided I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it small. It's a very small kitchen. No fryers, no fried food, no hood. But we did everything that we could to provide the best pizza possible and the best sandwiches possible. So I spent a year working on the pizza recipe before we opened, and gained quite a bit of sandwich knowledge from Big River, since they have a full-on kitchen there. So that did help. Being at Big River is learning a little bit more of the food side, and how to balance a food menu. But I'm glad that we did open the kitchen because everybody loves the food, and it keeps people here longer, and the kids love it. So, I mean, we have everything from hot dogs to grilled cheese for the kids, and cheese pizzas and quesadillas. And then we can get fancier with brunch and German flatbread pizzas, and bacon, lettuce, avocado, tomato sandwiches, Philly cheesesteaks, things like that.
And yeah, I understand, Sky, that you have brunch. So, I mean, do you have certain beers that pair good with breakfast food?
Yeah, we do have a beer that, it's not available right now, but it is on our rotation. It's called Brunch Lady, and it's an orange pineapple sour. That pairs really well with Sunday brunch. We have a breakfast pizza that's really good. Instead of tomato sauce, it comes with sausage gravy and eggs and cheddar cheese and bacon, and it's so good. I think it's my new favorite thing.
Oh, wow. So that's great. So you do the breakfast every Sunday then?
Every Sunday, yeah. And every other Sunday, we have yoga out in the beer garden right before brunch starts.
So was that another thing, Sky, that you thought about, was having, you know, we see trivia night, yoga. I mean, was that something that you said, okay, I'm going to be opening another brewery, I got to have activities then, huh?
Yeah. Interesting things that bring people out, date night options. We last night had a charcuterie pairing with our beers. People enjoy the trivia, the yoga. We started something lately called Self-Care Sunday. And so once a month, you can come out, have your brunch, do yoga. There's a chiropractor, a massage therapist, a lady doing hair. Just kind of come out and pamper yourself and or have a beer and hang out.
Okay, Sky, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Sky Conley, who is the president and head brewer of Alestone Brewing Company, as we are here at Alestone Brewing Company in beautiful Longwood, Florida. And you are listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, as today we are here at Alestone Brewing Company in beautiful Longwood, Florida. With me today is Sky Conley, who is president and head brewer and owner of Alestone. And Sky, it's a very great pleasure that you could join us today. And now, if you don't mind, can you tell us, I know we've reviewed a little bit about the beers, but can you go over some of the beers you have, like the core beers and then some of your, you know, seasonal beers?
Sure. Our core brands are usually our International Lager, our American IPA. We also have a double IPA we make a lot, an English Brown, and a Belgian wit beer. Those tend to be on the menu at all times. Sometimes they run out, but they'll be back soon. And then we like to have a lot of fun with rotating recipes. People love the Scotch Ale. It's a wee heavy Scotch Ale, about 12%. We do a lot of Imperial Stouts with different flavor combinations. My favorite one is a Cinnamon Bun Imperial Stout, but we're doing a carrot cake inspired one soon. And that's my favorite kind of cake, so I'm excited about that. Lately, we've been playing around with triple hazy IPAs, a lot of different fruited sours. We have one right now that is blackberry, blueberry, and blackcurrant with cinnamon. And it's a little over 8%, and people are loving it. That one's called Right at Ziggy's. And let's see, a beer that we have on a lot that you don't see often at a brewery is a Schwarz beer, which is a black lager, and it's very smooth, crisp, and delicious. But yeah, we have a lot of fun with a lot of different styles.
And, you know, so we're talking about apples. So, I mean, is there a lot of other, I remember, Sky, when, you know, you were at Big River, you made like, I was pretty cool, like some sort of blueberry beer, some like berry beer. I mean, is that something you'd like to do here?
Yeah. Yeah. We do a lot of fruited sours, changing them up quite often. There is one beer that people have been requesting a lot, so we've had to make it a couple times. But it's called Pedicab Pileup, and it's made with it's a sour with mango, papaya, and a little bit of jalapeno. Very, very tasty. Not spicy, but it just adds a little bit of interesting tingle to the back of the throat.
Oh, so, you know, you mentioned, Sky, you know, that you don't, you know, do test batches. So, I mean, when you do the full batch, you just got to make sure and be confident that all the ingredients are set and all everything is going to come together then.
Yeah, absolutely. It was after 10 years of trial and error, pretty confident when I'm writing a recipe that we can just go ahead and make the full batch. We haven't put out any any duds yet. So I'm happy about that. No one likes to dump a beer or have a beer that's not top-notch quality. So that's our main focus, is to make sure it's the best it can possibly be.
And, you know, I understand at Hourglass, Sky, and I'm not sure you were the one that created this, but maybe they have I think it's a tangerine beer that's 17% alcohol. And my question was that you, and is that something that you would like to work on, as higher alcohol content beers?
No, that was not me. I'm pretty sure that's an apricot beer.
Oh, apricot. Yeah, that was it.
I've never tried it, but it sounds interesting. And those higher alcohol beers, once you get over 12%, are pretty tricky to pull off. You got to get some special kind of yeast, or there's some other tricks you can do. But yeah, I mean, if we can pull it off and it still tastes good, I'm all about it. Once you start getting up into those percentages, though, sometimes the alcohol doesn't make it taste as good as it could be.
Okay, Sky. So I've been asking people this question, and the answer is usually no. But I mean, do you think you could pull off like an eggnog beer for Christmas?
Eggnog beer. without eggs, maybe. I have to admit, I've never actually had eggnog in my entire life.
Oh.
So I wouldn't even know what it's supposed to taste like.
So, but I mean, for Christmas, do you get a lot of suggestions from customers and guests saying, hey, maybe you should make this, you should make that? I mean, can you do like a cranberry beer?
For sure. Cranberry beer, immediately think of a sour first, but there's a lot of different things you can do with that. We are putting up a suggestion box just for that reason, so customers can make recommendations on beer styles, beer names, or, you know, complain about us not having changing stations in the bathrooms yet for the babies.
So now, Sky, the question is, since you've got food, you have a nice restaurant here, and you've got wonderful beer, is about the beer pairings. And I don't know if the trash of pizza, for me, it worked well with the, you know, the apple pie beer. But I mean, is there certain beers that work with certain food?
Oh, absolutely. With a trash it pizza, which is basically a, you know, supreme pizza with a little bit of extra things like bacon, I would probably gravitate towards an IPA, maybe a red ale. But if you get like the Philly cheesesteak, go for the brown ale. We do have a saison that pairs with a lot of different dishes, so that's kind of a go-to. But yeah. I mean, if you're going to get the loaded nachos, might as well get an international lager.
Oh, so I mean, Sky, do you have like flights here? I mean, can people like try multiple, you know, beers in one shot then?
Yeah, we have flights, and you can order any number that you want because they're priced individually. But our paddles hold four at a time. So you can get 4, 8, 1, 14, whatever you want to get.
Great. So, I mean, for you, Sky, and the brewery, so when we're toward the end of the year, and it's, you know, it's almost a new year, do you then have big meetings and big plans of what new beers you're going to make, or do you kind of, you know, wing it more? Or?
I like to not plan too much and live under the stress of a schedule. I plan at a few months, but I don't set an entire year schedule. It just helps bob and weave throughout the year. Because if you have a set schedule and the product isn't moving the same way that you thought it would, you're going to have to bob and weave and figure out how to keep everybody happy.
Oh, so yeah, you could just, you know, make all these different beers. But I mean, you mentioned about the suggestion box. Do you think that now everybody is going to be wanting a Mother's Day beer, a St. Patrick's Day beer every holiday there is? Or
I hope so. I love ideas. Bring them on.
So for St. Patrick's Day, I know at Big River you had made a red ale. Is that what you're going to do here? Or
yeah, we do have a red ale here as well. We might make a foreign extra stout next year. Yeah. I was surprised how well received the red ale was. It's just a middle of the road kind of beer, but when it ran out, people kept asking for it back and back and back. So we made it again, not around St. Patty's Day time, just because people wanted it so much. So yeah, chances are we'll go with a stout for St. Patty's Day. Maybe make a few different St. Patty's Day beers.
So, Sky, I understand right now you don't have the beer for sale outside. Well, you growlers, but I mean, you're looking into or you're thinking about doing cans or bottles or something?
Yeah, we're going to start doing cans soon and crowlers, but no distribution for now. I don't see us being able to keep up with the size system that we have. So until I can get a bigger system, I do not want to commit to a distribution contract. So everybody has to come on down to the brewery and have some pizza and beer here.
All right. So as far as the pizza goes, then, yeah, the whole idea, come here, have some pizza, have some beer. But do you do, like, carry out with the food? Or
You can get it to go, but very soon here we're going to start offering delivery through like Grubhub and Uber Eats and things like that. So I think that'll help a lot because people love the pizza. It's the talk of the town, but they have to come here. And we offer Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The pizza is half price. Try to get that business lunch crowd. So that's when a lot of people like to get the pizza because it's half the price.
So you feel, Sky, that you can have that business lunch, that if people have an hour for a lunch hour, they could come in and that would work out for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, great. So I mean, with these pizza flavors, Sky, was it just, these were ideas you had, or you mentioned about, how you got inspired?
I have a really good friend that owns a pizza food truck, and he makes some really good pizza. So I started talking to him about methods and techniques, and he kind of sent me down the rabbit hole. And for the next year, I did as much research as possible, and I spoke with a lot of Italian chefs online, and through trial and error, figured it out at my house. And then once we got the pizza oven that we have, then I was able to do higher temperatures and do the Neapolitan-style pizza that we do correctly. So it really comes from lovers of pizza and Italian chefs that taught me how to do what we do.
Okay, Sky, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back for our very last segment. My guest today is Sky Conley, who is the president and head brewer and owner of Alestone Brewing Company. As today we are here at Alestone Brewing Company. You are listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, as today we are here at Alestone Brewing Company and in beautiful Longwood, Florida. With me today is Sky Conley, who is president, owner, and head brewer. And Sky, we really do appreciate your time. You have a wonderful place, a wonderful experience. And we mentioned you're in Longwood. Was there any reason you chose Longwood, or was that the best location? Or
Well, I live a few minutes away, so
the closer
the better. But this happened to work in my favor. It is a brand new building that was built right on the SunRail station. So you could take the SunRail and stop right at the brewery. So the property owner, he built this and he wanted to design a plaza that was very complimentary to each other, very family friendly, and he wanted a brewery. So it just worked out perfectly for me. And next to us, we have a ice cream shop, a gym. We're getting a bicycle shop soon, where there's a ballerina place. So it's all very complimentary, And the fact that the landlord wanted a brewery helped me out a lot.
So, Sky, it seems like it's great because, you know, you could be a brewery, but you could also be compete, you know, with other restaurants and other pizza places as that family place that you could bring kids and you could bring the family, huh?
Absolutely. We're very family friendly. Kids come out a lot. We have board games and things for them to do. And I thought it was kind of funny that there was a Christmas party recently, and it was a local Italian restaurant that wanted to come here to eat and have their party here. I was like, that's awesome.
Sky, tell us a little bit about this trivia night, and people could win free beer?
Sure. Every Thursday we do trivia. It's hosted by Missing Link Entertainment, and they have a really cool way of doing their trivia. And you get points for getting answers right, but you also get points for every beer that you drink. And I think as for the food as well. So you kind of like tally up these points, just having fun and answering these questions, having beers. And at the end of it, you get gift certificates. So you can just pay off your tab then or next time you come in. So it seems to be a hit.
And as far as dogs, we understand that they're allowed on the patio. I get the days of dogs running around in breweries are gone, huh?
Yeah, we have to stick with our health codes and all the laws. So we are dog friendly outside. You know, there are certain circumstances where dogs are allowed inside when they're, you know, certified and trained and all that. But we keep a very dog-friendly patio. We have water bowls, dog treats, a grassy area for them to run around. So it's a little bit for everybody.
So one thing I wanted to ask you, Sky, you know, and this could apply when I want to get my apple beer, that you, in fact, have like something online, and we'll talk about your website in a minute, but Untappd or something that will tell you in real time what's being served. So you know, hey, let's get some of that apple beer, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website has the beer menu live. It is connected straight to our TV menu. So when we update something, the menu is updated instantly. And very soon we're going to roll out a new website with a new POS system. And you can still continue to check those live beer updates, but you'll be able to order the beer from your phone anywhere in the building or outside, and we'll bring it right out to you. So that's a cool little feature for the lazy people and the disabled and, you know, everybody.
And as we mentioned, Sky, that you do have currently it available in growlers. If you're listening to this now, I guess, you know, you're sold out. So like I am, bring one in, and you could basically fill up these growlers with any beer as long as you've got it on tap. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll fill other people's growlers. You can bring in those. We have a hard time keeping ours in stock because they sell so fast. But yeah, any of the beers on the menu we can fill. And we started doing seltzers as well. So yeah, come fill her up.
Oh, great. So we talked about all the activities. Is there, you mentioned though that sometimes there's private parties, so you could do like private parties, birthday parties, you know, any size that, oh, I mean size within reason, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of birthday parties here. Celebrate this past weekend, we had a celebration of life. It was a very moving experience, and there was about 150 people here crying, laughing, cheering. It was a good time, but yeah, we like to accommodate anybody's needs, and if it's a corporate event or a birthday party or just we had a wedding reception the other day, and that was kind of random because they didn't let us know, but we still had it for them.
Oh, so that's great, Sky, that you could accommodate, different, parties. I mean, do you do like any sort of corporate parties or anything anybody's thinking about having? You know, let's talk. You could talk it with them. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I love communicating with people and seeing what they want to do and try to make it the best experience for them possible. As long as, you know, everybody is making it work for everybody. We try not to shut down unless we really need to. So it all depends on the case-to-case scenario.
Okay, Sky, as we get to the nitty-gritty, I want to talk a little bit about your hours. We mentioned that you, now, that is correct. You are open every day of the week. Is it the same hours or different hours depending on the day?
Every day we open at 11 a.m., but then we close usually at 11 p.m., except for Fridays and Saturdays. We'll stay open till 1 o'clock, and we're allowed to stay open to 2. Sometimes we do. If there's still people hanging out and they want to keep drinking, we can stay open until 2, but we normally close at 1 a.m.
So you've got a liquor license too. So legally, if the party's still going, but then at 2, you definitely have to close.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock, we got to shut it down.
So now, as far as making ciders here, then you need a special liquor license to make cider or different than beer?
Yeah, that falls under a wine license. And a while ago, you couldn't have a beer license and a wine license at the same time, but you can do that now. I have never made cider. Not much of a cider drinker, but if enough people ask, I will make it a priority. I wasn't much of a seltzer drinker either, but people love them, so now we have 4 of our own seltzers on tap.
So Sky, seltzers is something that you can brew with your liquor license.
Yeah. It's a manufacturing of beer license. Yeah.
Oh, great. And so are these seltzers that different flavors? Is that how it works? Or?
Yeah, we have 4 different flavors. Right now we have a strawberry and rhubarb one, a white peach and passion fruit one. What are the other ones? Mixed berry and key lime and cherry.
Great. So yeah, we encourage everyone to, you know, come to this place. Now, as far as the holiday hours, just to let our audience know, you know, when to, well, the best thing to do is probably call or you're talking about that online thing that'll tell you if you're open, meaning like if it's Christmas Day, it'll say, you know, closed or we don't got any beer, don't come here.
Actually, we are going to stay open on Christmas Day.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll open a little bit later. We're trying to stay open on major holidays if the staff wants to work. Oh. I'm not making anybody work. You know, some people don't have family or family to go to, and they rather work. And sometimes places get really busy on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day. So we're going to give it a shot. We stayed open on Thanksgiving. It was good. We're going to open a little bit later on Christmas Day, see how that goes. And same thing with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Have a party.
Yeah, you know, that's funny, Sky, because I was just talking about that with someone that, you know, you see that, oh, we're with our families, but maybe the employees, you know, would like to work. So, you know, you tell them, hey, you know, you need to pick up some hours you want to do. I think that's really neat that you offer that, you know, you let the staff say, hey, yeah, maybe we do want to work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely at their discretion. I'm not asking anybody work if they don't want to.
Okay, Sky. Well, we really do appreciate your time, and we encourage everyone to come here. And we mentioned that you have lunch and then dinner. Oh, yeah. One question is, when do you actually close the kitchen then?
The kitchen usually closes at 9 p.m. Okay. On weekdays, 10 p.m. on the weekends.
Okay. And that is for both dining in and carry out. That's for everything that.
Yeah,
but
correct.
Do you have any other snacks, or pretty much that it's just beer drinking time after 9? Huh?
Yeah, pretty much. We could do little things like chips and stuff like that. Kitchen closes on time.
Yeah, there you go. Don't blame. Okay, Sky, any final thoughts or anything else you would like to mention or we didn't cover here?
No, I think you did a pretty good job asking the questions. Just appreciate you coming out and having some beer and food.
Okay. Oh, yeah. One quick question. Do you ever have or plan to have any like live music or karaoke? That's the last question here.
We tried karaoke once and it was a bust. Okay. It was more of a comedy night. But we do have acoustic acts on the Friday nights. We have an acoustic singer out in the beer garden. And we can open up the doors and you can hear it on the inside too. And people love it.
Okay. Thanks so much, Sky. My guest has been Sky Codley, who's a president, owner, and head brewer of Alestone Brewing Company. And you've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kerr as we're here at Alestone in beautiful Longwood, Florida. And please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kerr, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.